All right, so you're prepping for this big investment meeting, and you are just surrounded by all this conflicting advice about the market. It's tough out there.
It's like everyone's got an opinion, but no one really knows what's going to happen.
Exactly. And it's like, how do you even begin to make sense of it all? Well, that's where I think this deep dive is going to help us out, because we're about to unlock some serious wisdom from a Wall Street legend, Bob Farrell.
Definitely a legend.
Over 50 years he was in the market.
Wow.
Saw it all. Bubbles, crashes, you name it.
Yeah, he really saw the whole game, the whole evolution of how things work.
And what I think is so cool about Bob Farrell is that he didn't just like focus on the numbers, you know? He was really a pioneer in understanding the psychology of the market,
So
like
important.
the emotions that drive people to buy and sell.
Fear and greed.
Oh yeah, fear and
But
quit.
the big ones,
That's
they
right.
really mess things up.
Absolutely. And he distilled all this wisdom into 10 simple rules, which are basically cheat codes for understanding how markets really work.
I like the cheat codes. I'm ready to unlock those.
Let's do it. So rule number one, and this is a big one, markets tend to return to the mean over time. What does that even mean?
So think about it like a rubber band. You can stretch it out, but eventually it snaps back to its original shape, right? Prices, they might go crazy for a bit, but they always kind of come back to that long-term
Well, so
average.
what goes up must come down kind of thing.
Exactly. You look at something like the S&P 500, even in the really strong bull markets, you see those dips back down towards that average line.
So let me ask you this. If everyone's saying tech stocks are going to the moon, does this rule suggest that they might be headed for a crash landing at some point?
It's not necessarily about predicting a crash, but just remembering that things go in cycles. What goes up must come down.
Got it.
That long-term average, it's almost like gravity, you know?
Oh, that's a good way to think about it.
It's going to pull it back eventually.
So how do we actually use this reversion to the mean idea? Does it mean like as soon as the market's hot, we should just sell everything?
I wouldn't say sell everything, but it's more about recognizing that those really high highs and those really low lows, they don't usually last. So it helps you kind of take a step back, not get caught up in the hype, not make decisions based on
So
emotions.
like when everyone's super euphoric, maybe take a breath. You'd be like, okay, is this realistic?
Ask yourself, is this going to last forever? Because chances are it won't.
Probably not. Okay, so Farrell's second rule builds on this idea of market cycles. It says excesses in one direction will lead to an opposite excess in the other direction.
Ooh, I like that one.
So like a pendulum swinging back and forth.
You swing it way up in one direction, it's going to swing back just as far the other way.
Got it.
If the market goes way up, creates like a bubble, you can bet there's going to be a correction on the other side. And that correction is going to be just as intense.
And we've seen that happen, I mean, time and time again, like the dot-com bubble, the housing crisis.
Yeah, it seems like we never learn.
You don't. We think it's different this time.
That's rule number three.
Oh, there you go. Which is,
There are no new eras.
oh man,
Excesses are never permanent.
that's a good one to remember, because every time we think this time it's different.
This time it's
Like
Jiffy.
those meme stocks a while back, everyone was like, oh, we figured it out. This is the new way to get rich.
Everyone thought they were going to be millionaires overnight.
Exactly. And then boom.
Back to reality.
So no matter how exciting things seem, history basically tells us
Be careful.
be careful.
Be skeptical. It's happened before, it can happen again.
Exactly. So these first three rules, I feel like they're really setting the stage for understanding how markets work.
The foundation.
But I have a feeling things get a little bit more personal with the next few rules.
This is where it gets interesting. We start to look at the psychology of the investor.
Okay, I am intrigued. Let's hear it.
So rule number four. This one is a bit of a mouthful. Exponentially rapidly rising or falling markets usually go further than you think, but they do not correct by going sideways.
Okay, so those wild swings, they tend to last longer than we expect.
We always think, oh, it's got to turn around soon.
Right.
But they keep going.
Up or down.
And that leads right into the next two rules,
Okay.
which are all about our emotions.
All right.
So rule number five, the public buys the most at the top and the least at the
Oh,
bottom.
that's classic. And then rule number six, fear and greed are stronger than long-term resolve. Okay, so it's not just about the numbers. It's about how we react to the numbers and how those reactions can lead us to make really bad decisions.
Sometimes, fear and greed. They're powerful forces.
They're powerful forces.
And they make us do crazy things.
It's like we're hardwired to make emotional decisions, especially when money's involved.
Our brains just kind of short circuit.
They do.
When we see dollar signs or when we see losses.
Yeah. And Warren Buffett, he had a great quote about this. He said, "Be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful."
He knew what he was talking about.
He knew what he was talking about.
That's right.
Okay. So we've gone from the big picture of market cycles.
Yeah.
To the very personal struggle of managing our emotions.
That's the game.
So where do we go from here?
Well, now that we've got the basics down, we can actually start applying these rules to, like, the real world.
Oh, okay. You got my attention. Let's dig in.
All right. Let's do it. So let's take a look at the market right now, like, through the lens of these first three rules that we talked about.
Okay.
We've had a pretty impressive run-up, you know, especially in certain sectors like tech.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
But rule number one reminds us that this can't go on forever.
So are you saying we're in a bubble?
I'm not saying we're in a bubble, but I am saying that excesses, they're rarely permanent.
Yeah.
And rule three, you know, that's the one that says this time it's different.
Yeah.
That should always, like, raise a red flag for you.
Okay, so how do we know when things are getting excessive?
Well, that's where some of the other rules come in.
Okay.
Let's look at rule number seven.
All right.
Markets are strongest when they are broad and weakest when they narrow to a handful of blue chip names.
Okay, so it's not just about the overall market going up. It's about how many different companies are participating in that growth.
Exactly. Imagine a market where it's just like a handful of giant companies doing well and everyone else struggling. That's not a very stable situation.
No, that sounds like a house of cards ready to topple over.
Exactly. And that's what Rule 7 is warning us about, you know? Those narrow markets, they're not sustainable.
So if we're seeing, you know, a few big tech companies driving the market higher, but other sectors are kind of lagging behind, that could be a sign of weakness.
That's right. And this is where understanding market breadth becomes so important. It's not enough to just look at the, you know, the big indices like the Dow or the S&P 500.
Yeah.
You got to look under the hood and see how many stocks are actually participating in the rally.
Okay, so if the troops aren't following the generals,
I like that analogy.
It might be time to take a more cautious approach.
Yeah, maybe start thinking about like an exit strategy.
Okay, so let's bring in the emotional element now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the psychological traps that Farrell was talking about?
This is where it gets really interesting.
Remember rule number five?
The one about the public buying at the top?
Yes. The public buys the most at the top and the least at the bottom.
So true. And it all comes back to fear and greed.
Right. When everyone's like piling into tech stocks thinking they can't lose, that's probably a sign that we're closer to the top than the bottom.
Yeah. You got to be careful when everyone's feeling super bullish.
Okay. That makes sense. And it kind of ties into rule number nine as well, right?
Oh, yeah. What's rule number nine?
When all the experts and forecasts agree, something else will happen.
Ooh, that's a good one.
So if everyone's super bullish, maybe that's actually a sign to be a little more cautious.
It's almost like a contrarian indicator.
Okay.
If everyone's thinking the same way, then someone's not thinking.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say we've been riding this tech wave, but we're starting to see some of these warning signs that Farrell talked about. What's the next step? How do we prepare for a potential downturn?
Well, that's where rule number eight comes in.
Okay.
Bear markets happen in three stages.
Oh boy, here we go. This is where things get a little scary.
It can be a little bumpy, but it's important to understand how these things work.
So what are the three stages?
All right. So first you have the sharp panic-driven decline.
Okay.
Everyone's selling. Everything's going down.
Yeah.
Then you get this little reflexive rebound.
Okay.
Which can kind of fool people into thinking that the worst is over.
Right. So it's like a false sense of security.
Exactly. But then comes the third stage.
Okay.
The drawn-out fundamental downtrend.
That's the real deal, huh?
That's the one that really hurts.
So how do we know when it's truly over? When is it safe to get back in?
That's the million-dollar question, and unfortunately, there's no easy answer.
Yeah, I figured.
But Farrell's rules, they can help us navigate these tricky waters.
Okay, so how do we apply these rules to a bear market?
Well, first of all, it's important to recognize those counter-trend rallies for what they are. They're just temporary bounces within a larger downtrend.
So don't get sucked in by the false hope.
Exactly. Don't think that, oh, the market's turning around.
Right.
This is just a little blip.
So those rallies might actually be good opportunities to, like, reduce our exposure to the market.
Yeah, maybe take some profits off the table.
Okay.
And remember rule number six.
Fear and greed.
Yeah, fear and greed are stronger than long-term resolve.
Right.
So during a bear market, you got to stick to your plan. Don't let fear drive your decisions.
That's easier said than done, though.
Oh, I know. It's tough. When you see your portfolio shrinking every day.
Yeah, it's hard not to panic.
But you got to remember, bear markets, they're a natural part of the cycle, and they
Right.
actually present opportunities as well as challenges.
Okay, so it's about finding that balance between caution and opportunity.
Exactly. And that's where Ferrell's rules, they really shine. They give us this framework for thinking critically, managing our emotions, and making decisions that are aligned with our long-term goals.
You know, it's funny, we've talked a lot about the technical side of investing,
Yeah.
but I'm really struck by how much of Ferrell's wisdom is really about understanding human nature.
Oh, absolutely. At the end of the day, investing, it's about people. It's about understanding how people react to information, to risk, to uncertainty.
And how their emotions drive market trends.
Exactly. And that's why Ferrell's rules, they're so timeless. They offer these insights into human behavior that are as relevant today as they were, decades ago.
Yeah, it's like they provide a roadmap for navigating the emotional roller coaster of the market.
That's a great way to put it. And while the specific market landscape might change,
Right.
those underlying psychological principles, those stay the same.
This has been incredibly insightful.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
But before we wrap up, I'm curious, what's the one thing you hope our listeners will take away from this conversation?
That's a great question. I think the most important takeaway is this. Markets, they're not rational.
Okay.
They're driven by human emotions, by fear and greed, by hope and despair.
So understanding those emotions, both our own and those of the market as a whole, is crucial for success.
Absolutely. And that's where Bob Ferrell's rules, they can be so valuable. They provide a framework for recognizing those emotional patterns, managing our own impulses, and making, more informed decisions.
Like a guidebook for navigating the psychological landscape of the market.
Exactly. And while no set of rules can guarantee success,
Right.
understanding these principles, it can definitely help us avoid those common pitfalls.
And make smarter choices.
Exactly. So it's not just about beating the market.
Yeah.
It's about mastering our own minds.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this has been an amazing deep dive into Bob Ferrell's 10 rules for investing.
It's been a pleasure.
And to our listeners, remember, knowledge is power.
That's right.
By understanding these timeless principles, you can become a more confident and a more successful investor.
So take what you've learned today, apply it to your own investment journey, and remember, stay curious, stay disciplined, and stay ahead of the curve.
Great advice. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll see you next time.
It's amazing how these like seemingly simple rules
Yeah.
can unlock so much understanding about this whole complex world of investing.
That's what I love about Ferrell's work. You know, he took all this
Bill
experience,
Gates.
yeah, decades,
Yeah.
and boiled it down to these principles that like anyone can apply.
Right. And we've covered a lot of ground,
We have.
market cycles, emotional biases, bear market strategies.
Yeah. It's a lot to process.
It is, but I think the key is to
Yeah.
start incorporating these rules gradually.
Don't try to do it all at once.
Right. Pick one or two that really resonate with you
Yeah.
and see how they work for you.
Maybe start applying them to your own investment decisions.
Exactly. And as you get more comfortable, you can start adding more of Ferrell's wisdom into the mix.
Okay, so before we wrap up, I want to touch on something we haven't really talked about explicitly,
Okay.
long-term investing.
Yeah, yes. The patient approach.
The patient game.
It's so
And
important.
I'm guessing Ferrell's rules play a pretty big role in that.
Oh, absolutely. Rule number one, markets tend to return to the mean over time. That's like the foundation of long-term investing.
Right, because it reminds us that those short-term fluctuations,
Yeah.
they're going to happen.
They're inevitable.
But over the long haul,
Yeah.
the market tends to go up.
Up and to the right.
So riding out those inevitable dips and corrections, it's all part of the game.
That's the game. You got to be in it to win it.
And that's where like having a plan and sticking to it
Oh, so important.
becomes so crucial.
You got to know your risk tolerance.
Yeah.
Diversify your portfolio.
Right.
Don't get spooked by every little headline.
And don't make decisions based on emotions.
That's right. It's all about discipline
Discipline.
and patience.
Patient. Those are the keys.
It's like having a roadmap for your investments.
I like that.
You know where you're going, and
Yeah.
you're not going to get sidetracked by every little detour or bump in the road.
You're going to reach your destination eventually.
Exactly. So patience is key.
Patience, discipline, and a deep understanding of market psychology.
Yeah, those are like the magic ingredients.
They are.
And Bob Ferrell's rules, they give us that framework.
They do. They've been guiding investors for decades.
And they're just as relevant today.
absolutely timeless wisdom.
Well, this has been a truly insightful deep dive into Bob Farrell's 10 Rules for Investing.
It's been a pleasure.
And to our listeners, remember, knowledge is power.
That's right.
By understanding these timeless principles, you can become a more confident and successful investor. So take what you've learned today, apply it to your own journey, and remember, stay curious, stay disciplined, and stay ahead of the curve.
Great advice. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll see you next time.